So welcome, pilgrims. Welcome to Mary, Queen of the Universe, as we celebrate this feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were the very first pilgrims of hope. And so on New Year's, on Christmas Eve, the Holy Father launched the Jubilee year of 2025 with the theme Pilgrims of Hope. Yesterday, Bishop Noonan, the bishop of this diocese, he launched the Holy Year in the Diocese of Orlando at the Cathedral. And our bishop has designated three places as places of pilgrimage for the Holy Year in this diocese. Mary, Queen of the Universe, happens to be one of those places. And I'm sure that when you are coming into the church, you saw signs of that out there, because our main door was adorned. But, you know, it's a holy place. We're not saying that we have a holy door, because all the holy doors are in Rome. There are no other holy doors in the world. Okay? But special places of pilgrimage. And when we go to these places, the plenary indulgence that is attached to going through a holy door is attached to those places of pilgrimage. But we have an entire year to talk about that. So let us get back to the pilgrims of hope, those first pilgrims. We see Mary and Joseph taking their child Jesus when they went to Jerusalem. They were making their annual pilgrimage. And what they were doing, because this was different this year, because Jesus was with them. Jesus would then become the new focus of any pilgrimage. It is always to be on a pilgrimage with Jesus, a pilgrimage to Jesus, and a pilgrimage for Jesus. It is a sign of our hope, because God is our hope and strength. And when we pray that psalm, talking about God as our hope and strength, we're saying that God is present to us in this time. In any time of trouble, God is present to us. And where God is present, there is hope, because God is our hope. In the Bull of Indiction that Pope Francis gave, it says, hope will never disappoint us. Hope will never disappoint us. And therefore, it means that when we do something, when we go on a pilgrimage, we go in confidence, with great confidence, knowing that God is there waiting for us and that God will receive us. Of course, we had a precursor to the Holy Family going to Jerusalem, because when we look at our first reading, we see Hannah and Elkanah going up to the temple to present their son Samuel to the Lord. They offered the usual sacrifices, but Anna was going in order to give thanks. And so when she approached the priest Eli, she said, "For this child I prayed, and having prayed for this child, I now give him to the Lord forever." So here we are, and I'm seeing that you have come with your families. There are many families who are present here today. And what I'd like you to do on this day, in union with the Holy Family, in union with Hannah and Elkanah is to present your families to the Lord. Present yourselves and to present yourselves forever. Because as we present ourselves, we will recognize one thing. And the one thing we'll recognize is what we heard in our second reading, where John says, "See what love the Father has for us in letting us be called his children." Because that is what we are. We are his children. And yet what we will become has not yet been revealed. Because it was the same thing that happened with Samuel. He was presented to the Lord. We didn't know what Samuel was going to become. But we know his story. We know how great a man he became. A great judge in Israel. A great prophet. That's who he became. Because he was a gift to the Lord. And we know what Jesus became. Because we're told that Jesus advanced in age and in wisdom and in favor with God and all the people. And therefore, Mary and Joseph marveled at what this child would be. Because he would always be in his Father's house. And so it is in the same way that John says, we don't know what we will become. We don't know, but we're on that journey. We're on that pilgrimage. We're on the pilgrimage of becoming. But unless we go in hope, unless we present ourselves to be with God forever, then we may find ourselves becoming disappointed. However, if we have hope, we will never ever be disappointed. Mary and Joseph were never disappointed in Jesus, because we're told that Mary kept his words, the words of Jesus, and she pondered them in her heart. So therefore, my sisters and brothers, one of the things that I'd like you to do during this holy year is to meditate constantly on the Word of God. And so when we come to Mary, Queen of the Universe, because you see, I've been thinking, I have these sleepless nights wondering what kinds of things we can do. But you will see that eventually. Because there will be something displayed in the narthex that will remind you about meditating on the Word of God and to keep that Word in your heart just like Mary did. Because the Word of God gives us hope. It gives us hope in this time when we have so many tribulations. We can look forward and we can say, I will not be disappointed because I will always be going to Jesus. I'll always be going with Jesus and I'll always be going for Jesus. And therefore, today at the end of this Mass, for the final blessing, I will be blessing you as families. And as we give that blessing, we hope and pray that you'll be strengthened by that blessing to go on your pilgrimage. And as you go on this pilgrimage, know that it is supposed to end in God. Always. That's where our pilgrimage ends. Always in God. So are you ready to go on this pilgrimage? Okay, so 10 of you are ready. So let's try that again. Are you ready to go on this pilgrimage?
Yes.
Good. So then, let us go on this pilgrimage and we will go rejoicing, always rejoicing to go to the house of the Lord, because there we will find the answers to all the questions we have, because we will find Jesus there, and Jesus will reveal to us what He is, who He is, and what He wants us to become. So happy trails. Enjoy your pilgrimage.